Chapter 7, Where Are You? Where are you on your entrepreneurial journey or even in your life right now? Success can happen at any point, but the only way it starts is when you make up your mind and decide that you want to achieve more, build or grow your dream business, and embrace your dream lifestyle. No matter where you are, it's time to just say yes and begin. I already shared the circuitous route that I took throughout my career and the path that led me to where I am today. Yes, there will be times when you struggle and there's hard work to do, but success indeed does leave tracks. No matter where you might be in your life, the best time to start a business and pursue your entrepreneurial dream is right now. As I shared in my book, Stop Waiting For It to Get Easier, there will never be a perfect time to launch a business, so stop waiting. The Great Recession and stock market crash in 2008, as well as the 1929 crash that led to the Great Depression, served as the impetus for many business ventures. Employees were suddenly laid off, and with fear about the economic recovery, companies weren't rehiring. The choice I finally embraced after 15 long months was to create my own business. If you're thinking of waiting for it to get easier, I assure you, you will wait forever. You will be stuck in the ground, rusting, and never realizing the potential that is within you to create your own success. If you're a millennial, you might be struggling to find a position in the career of your choice. You earned your degree only to discover that launching a career in your chosen field is no easy task. Millennials are the largest generation in the U.S. as well as being the most well-educated. The latter statistic sounds great, but it also means that much more competition for job. It creates literally a stew of unemployment bubbling with frustration. A college diploma doesn't seem worth more than a high school one, as millennials are taking any job just to have some income. And if you add in the average college debt in the situation, it just becomes even worse. The Institute for College Access and Success estimates that 68% of graduates in 2015 had an average student loan debt of just over $30,000. It's difficult, if not impossible, to think about a dream lifestyle with debt mounting. Perhaps even the idea of getting married, starting a family, buying a house seem far-fetched because, very simply, who can afford it? Save for retirement? Don't even go there. If you're in this boat, you can create your own future and one much brighter than you may have thought possible. There is a wealth of opportunity in the service industry in which you can launch your entrepreneurial dream and begin to build your dream business. Consider what skills you have that you can convert into a business. Perhaps leverage jobs you had during summer. What may seem like a menial task can grow into a dream business. You think I'm joking? Consider scooping poop. Yeah, cleaning up after dogs. It doesn't get much more menial than that. However, there are several entrepreneurs who started that service as a side business and have grown those enterprises into multi-million dollar businesses that are now franchising them around the country. Certainly, you have a talent that you can employ. So embrace that dream and get started. If you're in your 30s or 40s and have been in your career for a number of years, you may be stuck in a rut. You're doing the same thing day in and day out, but there's a little challenge, even less passion. Yeah, it's paying the bills and you have a family to support. You've convinced yourself that the benefits, even if they're dwindling, are worth it. Maybe you haven't gotten a raise in a long time. Your employer pointing to a very weak economy. You fill 8 hours or more every day, but there's just a lot of frustration or simply a lack of joy. And Sunday nights are filled with dread and Friday nights are eagerly anticipated. You're tolerating it all because you've convinced yourself that it's better than unemployment, so you stick it out. If this sounds like you, you are definitely stuck in a rut. Running in the proverbial rat race and trading hours for dollars, you believe that guaranteed paycheck, no matter how much you dislike it or, dare I say, hate your job, is better than the unknown. The hours that you're trading are the precious ones that make up your life. Is it a tolerable job at best, worth your life? When you get to the end, you will regret having spent your time that way rather than taking a chance to achieve your dream. It's time to get out of the rut, get off the treadmill, and start working for yourself. It's time to just say yes and start your own business. It's time to jump and find your entrepreneurial wings. There will never be a perfect time, and there's no better time than right now. Perhaps you're at the end of the spectrum, with a desire to supplement retirement income and continue to be engaged in a worthwhile endeavor. Sitting in a rocking chair is not at all your speed. It's certainly not mine. Despite the youthful ages of the would-be entrepreneurs that you might see on Shark Tank or the young age at which the likes of Bill Gates or Mark Zuckerberg started their empires, there's no reason you can't launch a business, no matter how gray your hair might be or how many trips you've made around the sun. There is no age limit on realizing your dreams. Consider Harlan Sanders. You probably know him better as Colonel Sanders. He lost his job as an attorney, including, as the story goes, a courtroom brawl with his own client, and ended up as a service station cook. Of course, he went on to found Kentucky Fried Chicken. However, he didn't attain success until age 62. Ray Kroc, a name you've probably recognized, met the McDonald's brothers when selling milkshake machines to them. He convinced them to let him franchise the business and purchase the company when he was 52. Still not convinced? Consider Leo Goodwin, Geico founder. He was 50 in 1936 when he decided insurance needed an overhaul and that he could sell to customers directly. Have you tasted Moose Tracks flavored ice cream? If you do and like it, then blame Wally Bloom, who was in his mid-50s when he started his ice cream company, Denali Flavors. Like age, circumstances don't really matter either if you have an entrepreneurial dream, or as Prince EA stated, that dream has you. Zelda Wisdom, that bulldog that started on greeting cards and now appears almost everywhere, was founded by Carol Gardner, who at age 52 was newly divorced, broke, and depressed. It doesn't matter where you are at this moment, millennial, Gen Xer, or baby boomer headed toward retirement, it's definitely time to just say yes. Roll up your sleeves and decide that it's time for you to start pursuing and growing your dream business and dream lifestyle. If not now, when? You can continue to wait and see what the economy does, or wait until the kids are out of college, or wait until you save more money. You're paving the road to regret by doing that. You know, I think the world is full of dreamers and doers. There's no shortage of dreamers. They're everywhere. Anyone can be a dreamer, and plenty of people do just that, dream, without even taking the steps needed to turn that dream into reality and live their dream. Now you can dream about creating a business that pays you just enough to avoid being on someone else's payroll, but that's still small thinking. I want you to dream bigger. Napoleon Hill said, desire is the beginning of all achievement. Desire is good, but it's not enough. How badly do you want to pursue your dream business? And your dream business should absolutely not be simply creating a job for yourself, showing up to your office rather than being a W-2 employee for someone else. Your dream business should allow you to live a life of freedom. In my way of thinking, a dream business has the following attributes. It continues to grow even when there's a downturn in the economy. It has multiple streams of revenue. A dream business becomes an asset for worry-free retirement. It is fun to operate. It's always firing on all cylinders. A dream business provides the lifestyle you want. It allows you to give back and make a difference in the lives of others. You know, you might initially start a business for financial freedom, but after you become established with cash flow and you're not worried about paying the bills every week, there's another kind of freedom that becomes even more important, and that's time freedom. The ability to do what you want when you want it. Maybe you're wondering how many times you've been at the point in your business at which you're ready for big growth, yet something held you back. Maybe the brass ring was right in front of you, but you knew once you grabbed it, you were going to go for a really fast ride, an acceleration for which you felt unprepared, or that you maybe even felt scary. Going so fast that you don't know where you're going or where you might land. Inaction kills dream businesses. Just say yes to taking action. The top 1% is made up of people who don't just dream, but take action and do. Hesitation and inaction are two words that will never be used when discussing someone who is highly successful. I'm living proof that you can take a crappy mindset and overcome every challenge. All of the marketing strategies, business tips, and ways in which you can evaluate your game mean absolutely nothing if you don't fix what's going on in your head. Your mindset fuels the machine that drives your business. You can be the best dentist, accountant, engineer, architect, or whatever your niche happens to be, but if your mindset is negative, you will never achieve higher levels of success that you could with the right mindset. So what am I saying? If you're a dentist who is not operating a dream business or a dream practice, it's not likely because you need to attend another seminar on teeth whitening or how to manage your front-end staff more efficiently. In all likelihood, your position, your branding, and marketing in the marketplace are not doing the job for you. In short, you see yourself as a dentist and not an entrepreneur. The doers, the top 1%, are bold, decisive action takers. They are not the when-eyes. The when-eyes are business owners who are not quite sure of themselves. When I find the time, when I save more money, when I do this, when I do that. They're also not comfortable with risk, nor do they have the ability to take fast action. Success rewards fast action and ignores inaction. Indecision and inaction lead to slow to no growth. Entrepreneurs are as unique as people are, and clearly some have a higher level of tolerance when it comes to risk. To illustrate this somewhat simply, let me assume there are three stages of entrepreneurial risk, and I'll use money as the metaphor to make it easier to relate. The first type is the savings account entrepreneur. They're risk-averse in terms of money. This type of person puts their savings in a savings account where it will be completely safe and 100% guaranteed, but will return next to nothing. There's no risk and therefore no reward. The stock market entrepreneurs understand that getting reward takes a certain amount of risk. When you invest in the stock market, you could lose some of your investment, but history bears out that you'll earn far more than the savings account. Finally, the casino entrepreneur who takes all of their money and they just push all the chips into the center of the table and they bet on themselves to win big. You know, when I think of a casino entrepreneur, I think of Fred Smith, who started Federal Express. It's just a great example of a casino entrepreneur. He went all in at a time when the economy was completely in the toilet with oil embargoes and long gas lines. You know, if Fred had had a stock market entrepreneur mentality, he might have purchased a used Cessna aircraft and tried his idea with a delivery zone around Arkansas, Tennessee, and Kentucky. However, Fred went all in and invested in multiple DC-9 jets with pilot and co-pilot expense, maintenance crews, delivery vans to deliver letters coast to coast. Fred Smith bet on himself to win big, and boy, did he ever. Even if you are not yet a casino entrepreneur, there's no reason not to start. While Federal Express is an incredible example, there are plenty of successful and mega successful businesses that started in garages with stock market entrepreneurs at the helm. Consider some of these. Walt Disney began his empire in a one-car garage that belonged to his uncle. Called the Disney Brothers Studio, it was located 45 minutes from what is now Disneyland in Anaheim, California, and was the location for filming the Alice comedies, which later inspired Disney's version of Alice in Wonderland. The next stop, a few months later, was a bigger lot on the same street. In 1949, Mattel started in a garage where founders Harold Matt Mattson and Ruth and Elliot Handler were making picture frames. From the leftover scraps, Elliot started making dollhouse furniture. It probably won't surprise you that Apple, Google, Hewlett-Packard were all garage startups. After all, personal computers don't take up a lot of space. Facebook started in a dormitory room. But what comes to mind when you think about Amazon, warehouse upon warehouses across the country, right? Well, founder Jeff Bezos quit his job as a Wall Street investment banker, believing there were untapped online retail opportunities in the book industry. He set up shop in a garage in Bellevue, Washington, and held client meetings at a nearby Barnes & Noble store. Well, you can't really meet with clients in a garage, right? So anyway, he sold his first book from that garage in 1995, and the rest, they say, is history. Yes, any place will do, but you have to have the desire to start and the persistence to stick to it and see it through. For real growth And to truly create your dream business, you have to just say yes and grow from being a stock market entrepreneur to a casino entrepreneur. You have to go all in and bet on yourself to win big.